We usually decline to make predictions for the new year. Dan Shore once instructed me, if you're wrong, people will say, how could anyone be that stupid? If you're occasionally right, people will say, how obvious. But every now and then, maybe we should challenge ourselves. In the waning days of 2001, I used to walk about our offices here, go ahead, ask our staff, and mutter, I don't think Nicolas Cage and Lisa Marie Presley will last more than a couple of months, do you? Those Anaheim Angels sure look hot. Do you watch Olympic figure skating? All looks rigged to me, especially those French judges. By the way, last time I saw Ted Williams, he didn't look so good. Trent Lott, what a mouth! That guy's going to talk himself out of a job if he's not careful. So please allow me to offer some careful predictions for 2003. People will tell more jokes about Martha Stewart decorating her prison cell or making prison food nourishing and delicious. Few will be funny. Jack Welch will hire former United Nations weapons inspectors to certify that he now pays for his own dental floss. I don't know if Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck will actually get married. I do know I won't be invited to their wedding. Winona Ryder will be interviewed by Barbara Walters. She'll reveal herself to be frail and vulnerable. She's just beginning to see how fame and riches have exacted a cruel price, but now she knows herself. She is healing. She will cry. The Chicago Cubs will win the World Series. I always say that. Maybe that's their problem. Time, AOL, Warner, Disney, ABC, and GE, NBC will all buy each other. The merged corporation will create a combination, cell phone, web browser, content provider, light bulb. Only the light bulb part will work. The Ra'alians will perfect the cloning of human beings. That will only create more Ra'alians. To compete, the Scientologists will clone John Travolta and Tom Cruise. Orders will flood in. Bernard Cardinal Law will be interviewed by Diane Sawyer. He will reveal himself to be a simple, frail human being, tender and vulnerable, but now he is healing. He will cry. 76 people will declare themselves candidates for the Democratic nomination for president. They will all present themselves as open, vulnerable human beings. They will not cry, except perhaps in 2004 after the Iowa caucuses. John Walker Lind will be interviewed by Nina Totenberg. He will reveal himself to be hurting, human, and vulnerable. But now he knows his true self. He is healing. He will cry. President Bush will be clearing brush from his Texas ranch and find Kenneth Lay of Enron hiding beneath a tumbleweed. He will appear hurting and vulnerable. To compete against the Ra'alians and Scientologists, George Steinbrenner will clone Derek Jeter for the New York Yankees. Mini Jeters will play all positions on the field. Derek will pinch hit for himself. Saddam Hussein will be interviewed by Dr. Phil. He will appear fragile, open, human, vulnerable, and you know the rest.